Welcome to another segment of Glowing Greyhounds, hosted by yours truly, Niharika Katragata. Welcome to Glowing Greyhounds. So for this week, the person I decided to interview was a girl named Victoria Cater. Victoria Cater is a junior here at Carmel, and she's definitely into a lot of the fantasy type stuff. For example, she likes mythology, and she loves anime, which you can very much tell in this interview. A lot of the stuff she talks about deals with anime, which made her a very interesting person. So check it out. Today we have Victoria Cater. Say hi to the people, Victoria.
Hey, what's up?
So the first question is, I know one that you were kind of confused about, but was, what's your favorite color?
Okay, so my favorite color is magenta, or the mix between pink and purple.
Okay, why?
I just like the way it looks, honestly.
Okay.
Just because I like when colors are mixed and you can't tell which one is which.
So is it kind of like the sunset where it's like this like pink and purple? Like,
yeah,
blend?
Yeah, like that.
Okay, all right, okay. So what's your favorite number then, if you have one?
My favorite number is 44.
44, okay, why?
Just because when I was younger, there was this commercial with like 444, 4444 was the number, and it just kind of stuck.
Okay. Do you remember what the commercial was? Like what it was talking about, or just
car commercial?
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Sounds like it.
Okay, so what activities are you part of in Carmel?
I'm in the anime club, the mythology club, I'm a GCOM, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so are you a big fan of anime then?
Yeah, I actually am. Anime is basically my life.
Okay, so how did you, like, start getting into, I guess, anime and, like, liking it?
When I was younger, I used to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
And all that other stuff, Pokemon, you know, the usuals. And then I got into, like, more other ones because I wanted to see what else was out there. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
So did somebody, like, tell you to, like, did somebody, like, advise you to start watching, like, Dragon Ball Z? Or, like, was it just you kind of didn't know what to watch?
I had a brother, so I don't know if that helps.
Okay.
But, like, and my brother kind of got me back into anime as well.
Okay, cool. Is your brother a big anime fan then?
I would say he's not as big a fan as me, but, like, he does like anime.
Okay. All right. What is the best compliment you've ever received?
The best compliment that I can recall is when someone complimented me for being very, like, an honest person, someone who is very, like, down to earth and just real, I guess.
Okay. And is that, I guess, how you want people to perceive you as being then, like, really down to earth or just...
Yeah, I think that's what I would want for people to think about me, as, like, someone who's, you know, just a real person who, like, who's honest and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. What's your favorite song right now and why?
Dang. I think my favorite song, okay, this is really hard. Okay, I like The Tear in your Heart by 21 Pilots.
Okay, why?
Okay, just because there's this one line that I love so much, and it's like,
what's the line?
Dang. it's like, the songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. It's like my favorite line in that song.
So is there any reason you like that line specifically, or just...
I don't know, because it just rhymes, like, really, really well.
Okay.
And he, like, kind of, like, yells it, kind of sounding like, kind of like me.
Okay, all right. That's good. Okay, so what's one of the best things that's happened to you in the past, and why?
The best things that's happened to me in the past would have to be going on a trip to Costa Rica in between the 5th and the 6th grade during the summer.
Okay, so what was that experience like?
It was, like, one of, like, the best experiences I've, like, ever had. Like, my friend that I've had since, like, elementary school, we went together and, like, and some other people, and it was just, like, really fun to see, because as someone who's, like, so young, like, you never really get to see about anything like other cultures, and like when you see like an entire new world, it's really like awesome and just reviving.
Okay. Do you like learning about different cultures then?
Yeah, I actually really do. It's fun. I think it's important too to like see other cultures besides your own, just because it gives you a new mindset on thinking about things in this world.
Okay, so I guess this would kind of go into the next one. What is a place you would want to go, like, in your life? Like, what's
Definitely Japan. But cool thing is I get to go this summer, so.
Okay, how? Like, what is it through?
I forgot to actually say this, but I'm also doing the Japanese exchange program here, and it's like a two-week thing, or 10 days? 14 days? Okay, I can't remember. I'm sorry. But yeah, and we just get to experience, and you get to live with a host family, and it's really cool.
Okay, so like, have you done the Japanese exchange program before then?
Yeah, I actually have. I hosted an exchange student for about 10 days, I want to say, and then we did like a whole bunch of like fun activities like while she was here.
Okay. So is it like a 2-year program where like they come 1 year and then you go for the other year, or is that just in the 1 year you go to Japan and they come here to America?
It's doesn't necessarily have to be a 2-year program for everyone who does it, but they really encourage people to do it for 2 years. But yeah, 1 year the Japanese come here and the other year the Americans come here, so it's like an on and off thing.
So why do you want to go to Japan so much then?
Just to see, okay, because Japan is like so much different than other countries. It's a country where everyone's the same nationality, and like they have so many like customs that they use from like before. They like here in America, it's like new customs every day, and it's like a melting pot. But it's like interesting to see people who are of the same nature. And just because anime, too, because a lot of the culture and, like, their popular culture there, like, music and anime and all that jazz, like, I really like. And it'd just be cool to see where, like, the origin is.
Okay, so, let's see, since you were talking about anime, this would probably be a good one. Okay, if you can marry any fictional character, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. I'll do one for anime and then one for, like, a TV show, since to make it fair. Okay, if I could marry anyone from a TV show, I would marry Jasper from The 100. If I was in an anime, I would marry Uzumi from Maid-sama.
So can you tell me what, like, both those characters are like? Because I don't know what either one of them are.
Okay, so Jasper's, like, really, really... on The 100, he's, like, really funny and, like, the only one who hasn't really, like, necessarily, like, evil, per se, because... And, I mean, he's not really evil, but, like...
He has evil tendencies, maybe, or...?
Well, he had to kill people to protect the ones he loved.
Okay.
And then Izumi is, like, really, like, charming type of dude. He's, like, you know, really sarcastic, which is, like, always a good point.
Okay. So what's one quality you would like to have in your significant other?
Definitely someone who is funny and can, like, laugh at themselves and just other people. Not laugh at other people, but just be able to laugh at themselves and not take life too seriously, because life is short.
Okay. All right. Okay. So do you watch Disney movies? Are you like a big fan or not really?
I mean, I watch Disney movies, but I have not seen Frozen. Do not shoot me. But other than that, I've seen pretty much all of them.
Okay. So what is your favorite Disney movie and why?
I think my favorite Disney movie is either Up or WALL-E.
Okay, why those two?
Okay, WALL-E, because it actually has a really good message about just saving the earth by stop, like, polluting and all that, and, like, obesity. And then with Up, I think it's really, like, inspirational, because, like, both of the characters have, like, sad backgrounds, even though I know that all Disney movies have sad backgrounds, but, like, I feel like they more so overcome it because they always do like bring it up that it actually did happen. And like, that's why I like it. I thought it was really funny too.
Okay. Okay. Did you like the, I know a lot of people who like Up like the scene with like the husband and wife and they're like, they showed their lives together.
Yeah. So sad.
Did you cry? Did you?
I did not cry, but I did get like a little emotional, you know?
All right. Okay. Okay. So, what's an embarrassing experience you've had?
Okay. So one time I was, okay. So I am the like area vice president, but second vice president for Top Teams of America. Mm-hmm. And, I have to sit like at the top of the room, like the front and like, one time we had like a speaker and the speaker was talking about his childhood and like what he like overcame and like he mentioned that he failed all of his classes and I wasn't necessarily listening because I'm a bad vice president, but the president was like making a joke and it happened to be at that exact moment where everyone was silent and he just finished talking about what he did bad. And I started laughing really hard.
Oh, no.
And like, and then no one said anything. And then he like looked at me and started shaking his head, but he continued and I felt really bad.
Oh my God.
It was really embarrassing.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't good.
Okay, so do you have your license right now or your permit? Or?
I actually don't. I need to get on that, but...
It's okay. I got my permit and I'm a senior, so okay. Don't worry.
Cool.
Okay, so do you have a dream car in your mind?
Dream car. Volkswagen, or better known as the buggy. Just because who wouldn't want a car that's a car game?
Okay.
And they're really cute and compact.
Okay.
And they have cool colors.
So I'm guessing next year you're going to be riding into school on a Volkswagen?
Doubt it, but wish.
Okay. Color in mind?
Color? Yellow. No, that's so bad, but people are like, ew, yellow. But I'm like, yes, yellow. Or like red or blue.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Okay. Okay. Let's go into some of the more deeper questions. What is one thing you wish you could change? Or I guess, would you change if you had a chance to do it over?
If I had a chance, I would do over the fact that, like, in some, like, relationships that I had with people freshman year, I didn't continue with, and I really wish I would have.
Okay, why?
Just because... They, like, really are, like, a good person, and, like, I didn't consider their feelings, and I was being way too selfish, so.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. That makes
yeah.
sense. Okay, so tell me something about you most people don't know about you.
Something that people don't know is that I'm iron deficient, and it's actually, like, really, really funny because, being iron deficient is, like, okay, I have medicine now. I mean, it's, like, totally fine. Nothing, like, really changes in my everyday life. And but, like, some, like, your body sometimes has urges to eat things that are very weird to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are, like, really high in iron but no one would ever eat. So sometimes I get the urges to eat, like, chalk, gravel, and, like, really weird things that you're not supposed to eat, like eggshells. That are just really high in iron.
Whoa.
My body wants it. But if I take my medicine, I'm completely fine. So I haven't really had that problem since I was younger.
So, I don't mean to laugh. Whoa, though.
It's weird.
That's one of the best ones I've heard yet.
It's weird.
No, but that's one of the best ones I've heard yet. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so if you had one quote that would describe your life, what would it be and why? You can make up the quote if you want.
Okay, actually, it's on my Instagram bio right now.
Okay.
But it says,
do you not know it?
I know it. Oh, okay, I remember. It says, that's okay. It be like that sometimes. Because it reminds me that even though there are, like, a bunch of, like, bad things that are happening right now, like, it just goes back to being, like, being able to laugh at yourself, like, that's okay. It just happens like that sometimes. You can't change the impossible and stuff like that. And it just, like, made me laugh the first time I heard it, so.
Okay, there we go.
Eve.
All right, What did you want to be when you were younger?
When I was younger, I always thought that, like, I wasn't going to have a job. I don't know what I was thinking. No, I think but, like, later, when I got, like, a little bit older, I would say, like, 8, I would say I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Okay,
but,
why?
Like, before that, I thought I could just be a princess or something. But.
Okay, so why veterinarian then?
Just because I really, really liked animals at the time, and I just thought it was cool to, like, because I thought a veterinarian would just, like, make dogs happy.
So okay.
I thought, oh, I could do that. Like, I love dogs and stuff.
So what about now?
Now, I wanted to be more so on the people side of helping.
Okay.
Not necessarily animals, but.
Okay, so do you have a job in mind, or are you undecided?
I would say undecided at the moment, but I think a quality officer would be kind of cool.
Okay, so what do they do then?
Basically, they make sure any ethnicity, gender, sexuality, orientation, like anyone is being treated how they should be treated, whether it be like in the workplace, laws, the community, whatever.
Okay, so what colleges are you thinking about then?
I actually do not have any colleges in mind.
Okay.
But in particular, but any colleges, like, in a city, like Chicago, like, surrounding cities of Indiana that are still cold.
Well, you got to make it up. You are a junior, almost to your second semester, so.
Yes.
Gotta start thinking about that scariness.
I need to think.
Okay, so what, if you had to share the single most valuable lesson you've learned in your life, what would it be and why?
That's, like, really good.
Thanks.
I think the best thing that I've learned is that everyone is not going to like you for you, and you have to accept that and just be able to move on and not let it bring you down, because it doesn't matter what you're going to do. People are still going to hate on you or think that you're not good enough, but it, you decide your self-worth.
Okay, so this kind of goes in with the other one. If you could speak to everyone in the world at the same time, what would you say?
Honestly, I would probably say something stupid.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, besides, like, joking aside, I'd probably say something along the lines of, like, peace, not war.
Okay.
Just something, like, about, like, just being peaceful and, like, not fighting, because there's so much going on right now.
Okay, yeah. All right. So if you had 3 wishes, what would they be and why?
Okay. 1, to pass all of my finals with at least a B. Like,
nice.
I do not care if it's just like a B minus, just at least a B.
Okay.
Number 2, get my license.
Okay.
I really need a license. Number 3, just, like, to end the sadness in the world, like, depression, like, all the things that make
people's life sad, I guess.
Sad, yes. But.
Okay. Okay, so are you a dog person or a cat person, and why?
Gotta go with the dog person.
All right.
I have my own dog, but I'm more of a dog person just because I've had really bad experiences with cats.
Tell me some of those experiences. I'd like to know.
When I was younger, my aunt's cat scratched my wrist, and I have a scar ever since.
Oh, why?
Really bad. I thought he was playing with me. No, what I think. I was, like, rolling around an umbrella just, like, really quickly, and he was, like, patting it, so I thought he was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he didn't like that, because as soon as I reached down my hand to take the umbrella away, he scratched it really hard.
Oh.
Like, additionally, viciously attacked me.
I'm sorry. So you have a dog. What's your dog's name?
His name is TK, better known as Little TK.
Okay.
So you like to call him.
So What does TK stand for?
Actually, TK is from an anime.
Oh!
Ironically. And basically, his name is TK because in the anime, TK, the character TK, they named him TK because they didn't know what else to name him.
Mm-hmm.
And previously in his past life, he had a different name. But okay. No one actually knows his name. So it kind of reminded me of my own dog because he's kind of a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know his actual name, so we kind of named him TK.
Okay.
So it's good. It's good.
Okay. What is something you wish you could change about yourself?
Man, if I could change something about myself mentally or physically.
It could be either one.
Okay, mentally, definitely change the fact that I get too upset over things that are, like, dumb.
Okay.
That are, like, back to, like, not everyone's gonna like you. Just not being upset over that fact. And, yeah.
Okay. So, what do you define as family?
I define family as people who... It's not by... People that are living with you and rooting for you and that love you, not by choice, but just because you have that connection with someone you'll probably never, ever have in your rest of your life, just because... They're the people who are going to watch you from ages, like, 0 to 100 just because they love you that much.
Is family really important to you?
It really is. I mean, it is. I mean, I feel without good relationships with your family, it causes, like, a lot of problems, like, in your future life just because family is your starter pack. Well, sorry. I didn't mean the starter pack. But basically your base is your base.
Okay. Let's see here. What do you think people most misunderstand about you and why?
The people that most misunderstand about me is that my last name does not have an R in between the A and the D. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But like, no, that's dumb. But, the fact that, people think that I, that, dang, I can't think. Not that, like, I'm necessarily, like, a perfect, no, I can't think.
That's fine.
That I'm, like,
Should I come back to the question?
Yeah, let's come. Okay. I'll be thinking about it.
Okay, so who named you and was there a reason behind it?
I have to assume my mom named me. And she named me Victoria because her name's Vicky. And it wasn't very clever at all. So it's really basic. Sorry.
It's okay. That's fine. Okay. So how do you want to be remembered? Like, when you die, like, what would you want people to remember you as?
To remember me as a person who fulfilled all of the things that I wanted to and just cared about everyone and always was honest and, like, accepting and just a good person all around. I mean, who doesn't, though?
So. Yeah, no. Okay. So if you had an actor to play you in your life, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. I have no idea. I don't even, like, know actors or actresses' names.
Singers, maybe? Anime?
Singers, anime? Haruhi from anime. Just because.
Okay.
Just see. Sorry, I couldn't think of any actors. But, like, just because she's, like, a really, like, just a person who's, like, really accepting of, like, everyone. And she doesn't see, like, she, like, accepts the flaws of, like, everyone around her and just, like, tries to see the good in everyone.
Okay. Or tell me a guilty pleasure of yours.
Guilty pleasure of, like, Okay. I am, like, guilty of eating way too much candy because, like, I have candy still from Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And it's been dwindling, but I still have it. I probably eat like a piece of candy about every day, which is really sad.
Do you get a lot of cavities or?
I actually don't. I've only gotten one, and it was so minor. I didn't have to like get any sleeping pills or like, and not sleeping pills, but like laughing gas or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like a little bit.
Well, then you're really lucky.
I know. I don't know how.
Okay. So what's the best gift you've ever received and why?
I guess the best gift that I've ever received was definitely getting an iPhone 6S because I lost two of my phones and they're still paying that bill and they just got me another one, which I'm like so grateful for my parents.
Characters and stuff or not really?
I know the characters just because if you're a geek, you know, but but I've not read the books or seen any of the movies but one movie.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you, what would who would you be in Harry Potter, like the character-wise?
Oh, man. Can I just be basic on this answer and say Hermione?
Yeah, why?
I'm not necessarily, like, the smartest person in the world, but just because Hermione is, like, really smart, she kicks butt. Like, yes, like, strong female leading role.
Okay, if you had one color to describe yourself, what would it be and why?
One college to describe me?
One color. Color.
color. Okay. Black, like my soul. Just kidding. No.
Okay.
I can't think of one.
What about your favorite color? Would that describe you?
Yeah, I guess it would, actually.
Okay, all right.
Any mixture between two colors, like periwinkle, any mixture, I think really describes me because I am not just, like, one person. Or like,
yes, I'm not just one color.
I have a clone. No. But, like, everyone's, like, not just them, I guess I would say, is just like you're like a mixture of like different personality traits and different experiences you've had like in past lives, and that scratch was on the volume.
Okay. It's okay. Okay, so let's see here. What's the compliment you would most like to hear when other people talk about you? What would you want them to like say about you?
I would like them to say that I am a really empathetic person.
Okay.
So I can put myself in other people's shoes and like understand how people like do things, like be like really compassionate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I definitely need that one, I'll tell you that. Okay. If you were to return to any year in your life for 1 year, knowing all that you know now and relive that year in any way you wish, which year would you go back to?
I'd probably go back to sixth grade year.
Okay, why?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Middle school in general wasn't, like, the best.
Everybody's middle school sucks.
Yeah, true. But, no, sixth grade, I feel like if I had decided to be more hardworking in my studies.
Okay, well, this is all the time that we have today, Victoria. So thanks for sitting and interviewing with me. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the people before you end?
No.
No?
Be awesome.
All right. Okay. One of the most interesting things I found out about Victoria through this interview is how easygoing she is. She's very, like, joking and laughing and very nice about herself. Like, she doesn't like put herself on too high of a pedestal, and she didn't seem nervous at all. Maybe it was because that we were friends, so maybe she wasn't as nervous, but I could definitely tell that she was opening up and taking everything lightly, you know. And I thought that was really cool. And I thought that when she had mentioned that about peace and how that was one thing she wanted to tell people, I thought that was interesting as well, because most of the time kids our age don't really think about peace and being happy and making the whole world happy. But with her, that's what she was thinking. And so I liked her whole spiel about how, like, even how, like, what people misunderstand is that even though she may be a geek, she can understand things that other people do, and that sometimes being so different can make people assume that you don't feel the same way as they do. Anyway, I thought Victoria did a great job. And if you guys want to do an interview with me listening to this, contact me at niharikak@whje.com. And in the subject line, just put Lowing Greyhounds and then say, I want to be on it. I would love to have anybody do it. Anybody can do it. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, it doesn't matter. As long as you want to talk about your life and you're willing to meet a new person, that's kind of the whole gist of this Glowing Greyhounds thing. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and tune in about 2 weeks. I'll be on with my next episode.